Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Bikurim Dav Chav Beis. We are starting Chav Alpha and Beis on the bottom, beginning with the last parak in the Masechta and the very last parak in all of Seder Zrayim. And in Vilna Sur's daf, it's on Yud Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, "Kates on Mafreshin Sab Bikurim. How does one practically go about separating and designating Bikurim?" And the answer is, Yard Adam Masach Sadeu. A person goes down to his field, Varayta Enish Bechra. He sees a fig that started ripening. It's not fully ripe. It just started. Or Ashkel Shibiker, a cluster of grapes that started ripening. Rimon Shibiker, a pomegranate that started ripening, v'kashim begemi, he ties a string to it, v'aymer, he says, harei ilu bikurim, these are bikurim. According to Tanakama, it officially becomes bikurim right now, even while it's still attached to the ground. Chafez amin alaf on the top, Reb Shimon argues and says, afal pikein, even though he did this, chayzev akari oison bikurim, me'achar shi'itl shimon akarka, he has to once again designate them as bikurim after he detaches them from the ground. According to Reb Shimon, they don't become bikurim when he did this whole string tying thing. Even though he said it's bikurim, it doesn't officially become kadosh until after he detaches it from the ground. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, ketz mafrishin sab bikurim v'chul. Now, clarifying the Mishnah, I'll die to Reb Shimon according to Reb Shimon, loy karashem betolosh, if the person was not karashem again, once he detached them, if he didn't say, harei il bikurim again, loy kitchu, so they're not kadosh, and therefore, in medamin, they're not going to create a medamin mixture. If these bikurim fall into less than 100 parts chulin, it's not going to asr it, because it's not considered bikurim. And ein chayev alein chaymesh, if a non-kain eats them, he's not going to have to add on chaymesh, because they're not considered bikurim. And ein loy kain alein chutz l'chayma, a kain who eats them outside Yerushalayim is not going to get malchus, because again, they're not bikurim. The Gemara asked my time with the Rabbanin, what's the Rabbanin source that they're officially bikurim, even while they're still attached to the ground? And the answer is because when a person says Mikur Bikurim, he recites the following, Va'ata now, Hine Hevesi is Rashis Pri Adama. Behold, I have brought the first of the Pri Ha'adama. Now, what do we learn from here? Beshas Hava Pri. That when he brings them to the base of Mikdash, they're already considered a Pri, which is fully ripened. Aval Beshas Hafrasha. But when he was Mafresh them, Afilu Bais Afilu Pagim, even if they're not fully ripe, they're still considered Kadosh. Now, Dr. Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, who does not agree with the Tanakama, how does he understand this? Ma Beshas Hava Pri, A Beshas Hafrasha Pri, just like when he brings them, they're fully ripened fruit. So too, when he's being mafresh them, they have to be a fully ripened fruit. And this is because Reb Shimon also used an earlier pasuk that tells us v'lakachta me'reshes pri adama, you have to take. And this lashon of v'lakachta refers to that frasha. And then when the person says hey vesi is reshes pri adama, that's referring to actually bringing the bikurim. And he compares the v'lakachta to the vehevesi. And just like the vehevesi has to be a fully ripened fruit, so too v'lakachta has to be referring to fully ripened fruit. And therefore, that means it could only become bikurim once he detaches it from the ground. Now, Reb Zeir asked the following question. Bikure Yichur, Maushiatir Chanotoi. Let's say he designated Bikurim on a Yichur, on one branch. Is that designation Mater, things that just started flowering and they haven't even started ripening? And there's no answer to that question. The Gemara now continues. Tani we have a Braisa, Habikurim Echer Mishishim. The proper shear of Bikurim is 1/60th of his produce. This is not like a Mishnah we had previously that said that it's a Kol Shehu. According to this Tana, there is a minimum shear that's 1/60th. The Braisa just continues. Once we mention the shear of 1/60th, Rishis Agez, Echer Mishishim, when a person shears his sheep and he has to give the first of those shearings to the kain as 1/60th of everything he has. Truma tamei achen mishishim. When a person is designating truma that's tamei, he only has to give 1/60th. Even though in Maseches Trumas we learned that when a person is an ayin ra, he's stingy, he gives 1/60th. That's only the truma tahira. But since we're dealing with truma tamei that a kain can't eat anyway, it's okay to give 1/60th. And Tana Rabbi Shmuel, also taught a similar brisa. Habikurim achen mishishim. Bikurim is 1/60th. Peya achen mishishim. When a person leaves peya the corner of his field for aniyim, that's 1/60th. Reishes ages achen mishishim. The first of the shearings is 1/60th. Truma Tamea Echel Mishishem is designating Tamei Truma, that's 1/60th, and Truma She'ena Kayana Makbidin Aleha, Truma which is Tahar, but Kayanim are not Makbid on it, that's also Echel Mishishem. And the question is, Maya Slach, what's this referring to? Truma that Kayanim aren't Makbid on? Kagan Truma Saklisin, Vacharuvin, Usarim Sheb Edoim, Truma of this thing called Klisim, Truma of Caribs, and Truma of Barley from Edoim, all these things are not considered Chashuv, the Kayanim don't really care much about them, and therefore he can Lechatchilo give 1/60th. And moving on to Halacha Beis, continuing to describe what was done with Bikurim. Ketzan Malas Bikurim, how are the Bikurim brought up to Yerushalayim? And the answer is, Kol Yarsha Maimid, Misconsus Yerushal Maimid, all the cities of the Maimid, they gather to the city of the Maimid. What's this referring to? So we know that a person has to be present when his carbon is being brought. A guy has to bring an oil, a shlamim, whatever it is, so he has to be there in the base of Mikdash when that happens. Now we know that a carbon sibur, such as a carbon talmud brought every single day, is all of Am Yisrael's carbon, and it's quite impossible for everyone to be in the base of Mikdash every day to be by every carbon sibur. Therefore, the Nevi'im established something called Ma'amadais. Yisraelim were divided into 24 groups, similar to the 24 Mishmaris of Kahuna. Every single week was a different Maimid's turn, and some would be the representatives in the Beis HaMikdash, and the rest would remain in their cities and had a special order of learning and davening. So that's what the Mishnah just told us, that when people had Bikurim, all the cities around the city, which the Maimid was currently in, would gather in those cities. V'lonibur chavishal ir, says the Mishnah, they would sleep in the open square of the city. V'loyah yunichasim l'batim, they would not go into the homes. The Gemara has explained why this is. U'lamashkim, in the morning, haya hamimuna oimer, the Mimuna, who is the head of the Maimid, he would say, kumu v'nalat Tetzia and El Hashem Elokeinu. Let's stand up and go up Tetzia and Tashem Elokeinu. Now the Gemara Chav Beis on Beis on top tells us what are these mamadais? Kegoin Yehayirev Umakirov, and we have to add to the Girsa Yedaya Umakirov. Yehayirev and Yedaya were two of the Mishmaris of Kahuna, and basically the Gemara is explaining just like we have Mishmaris of Kahuna, we also have these mamadais, the Yisraelim that were divided into 24 groups. We continue explaining the Mishnah of Lahu Nechas and Labatim. They weren't going to the homes. The Gemara asks Vilinu Beis Haknesses, why don't they sleep in Shul? You're not going to go into homes? Fine, so at least go to the Shul and everyone should sleep there. And the answer is Tanir Chalafta Ben Shul Bnei Oyla Toma, because we're afraid of Toma. All these people had to be tahar to bring their Bikurim, and the Bikurim as well had to remain tahar. And if they're under a roof of sorts, then there might be some sort of Toma there that's going to make everyone and the Bikurim Tame. Therefore, they have to sleep in the open square of the city so as not to become Tame. The Gemara continues Bader Chayu Imrim. On the way, they would say the following pasuk: Samachti Ba Imrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. I rejoice when they said, "Let's go to the house of Hashem and be Yerushalayim." Once they reach Yerushalayim, Hayu Imrim, they said, "I'm Des Hayu Raglenu B'Sharach Yerushalayim and Bahar Abayis." When they reach Bahar Abayis, Hayu Imrim, they said, "Haluka Haluka Kel B'Kachay V'Chulu." The whole rest of the parakat Tehillim and Bazara. Once they were in the Azara, Hayu Imrim, they said, "Kol Neshama Tahaluka Haluka," which is the end of that parakat Tehillim. Moving on to Alocha Gemel, continue to discuss this. Hakrivim, those who were close to Yerushalayim, Mivim Bikurim to Enam Anavim. Their Bikurim were fresh figs and grapes because nothing would happen to them along the way. They're close to Yerushalayim. Barachaykim, but people that live farther away, Mivim Gregus with Simukim. Their Bikurim would be dried figs and raisins, which are dried grapes, and that's because they live too far away to be able to bring fresh produce. The Mishnah continues describing what happened. Vashar ha'ilch lefnayan, there was a shar, which was used as a karbon, that would go in front of this whole procession. Vakarnav mitzuba zahav, its horns were covered in gold. Vatar shal zayas b'roishai, it had a wreath of olives on its head. Vachal ha'mak lefnayan, the flute would be playing in front of them. Achein magin karv l'Yerushalayim, until they reached close to Yerushalayim. Higiu karv l'Yerushalayim, once they got near Yerushalayim, shalch lefnayan, they sent a message in front of them to let the people in Yerushalayim know that they're coming. Ve'itras bikurein, and then they decorated their bikurin. They would take other fruits that weren't bikurim, it was just other fruits that they'd add onto the baskets to make everything look beautiful. Now, what would the people of Yerushalayim do? So, apachais, the officers, vasaganim, these are system kehanim, vagizbarim, and the treasurers, yotzen lekrasen, they'd go out to greet them, lefi kavod ha'nechnasin ha'yotzen, based off the kavod of those coming in, that's who would go out, and the Gemara is going to explain what this means, and kol bali umnish of Yerushalayim, all the craftsmen of Yerushalayim, hayu amdim b'pneim, they would stand in front of the people that were coming with their bikurim, v'shoyalim b'shalayman, and inquire as of their welfare, see how they're doing. V'aymrim, they would tell them, acheinu an shemak and pleini, our brothers, people coming from this place, basam l'shalim, you've come in peace. Now the Gemara asks, ad heichon, until where? Meaning we had said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that people who live close to Yerushalayim would bring fresh fruits, further away from Yerushalayim would bring dried fruits. The question is, what does that mean, close or far away? How is this judged? And the answer is, akadishu yachol l'troim min ha-mocher, it's up until when a person is able to take truma from the choicest. There's a din regarding truma that we have to take off min ha-yafeh ala yafeh, not min ha-yafeh ala ra. So let's say we have produce that only lasts one day, afterwards it goes bad. When a person takes truma from that, he's only able to separate enough for one day, because if he takes off more than that, it's going to turn out that he separated min ha-yafeh ala ra. And let's say this produce can last 2 days, so he could separate truma for 2 days, 3 days, 3 days, so on and so forth. And it's the same exact thing with bikurim. If the fruits that he's bringing can only last 2 days, let's say, and he's a 2 day journey from Yerushalayim, so fine, he can bring fresh fruits. But if he's more than a 2 day journey and the fruits aren't going to be fresh enough that he'd be allowed to separate truma from them, so he's not going to bring fresh bikurim, he's going to bring the dried fruits. The Gemara continues, Bikish Lavi Dvela. Let's say a person wants to bring a Dvela, a fig cake, as is bikurim. This is when the figs started drying, they would squish them all into one big cake. Is he allowed to do so? And the answer is, Nemar said, Im Haisa Ki'ilis. If it's a Ki'ilis fig cake, which are quite wonderful and better than just plain dried figs, maybe he could bring it. However, Im Haisa Baitzris, Aina maybe. If it was Baitzris, he cannot bring it because individual dried Baitzris figs are better than the Baitzris fig cakes. We continue explaining the Mishnah of Hashar Hilch Lefnayan. This shar, this ox, would walk in front of them, and the Gemara explains Pshita Shumakriv. For sure, this animal is being brought as a carbon. We take out the word shlamim, and the question is, what type of carbon was it? So Rav Imi Amar, he says Makriv Shlamim, that this shar was brought as a shlamim, whereas Rav Amar Rav says Mikitzin Bayanis HaMizbeach, this animal was used as Ketz Mizbeach, which basically is an oila. So we see that Rav holds that the shar was brought as an oila. Now we just have a question. Rav Zeir Abay, Rav Zeir asks the following, Yachid Shenis Atzel. Let's say Yachid, an individual, was lazy, Veloiba, and he didn't come with everyone. He didn't join in this whole procession of Beroi V'Amahadras Melech with the entire city, with the Maimid, and this whole exciting journey up to Yerushalayim. And so this guy's coming on his own. For sure, when he's bringing his Bikurim, he's not going to bring a shar. However, maybe Gedi, is he going to bring a goat instead? And if you're going to say he does bring a goat, for sure he doesn't have to coat the horns in gold, but maybe V'Karna Mutsupa is Kesef. Do we say the horns should be coated in silver? And we don't have an answer to this question. The Gemara Gedi is explaining the Mishnah about Ter Shal Zayas Beroishai, and why is it that the wreath of olives was put on the shar's head? Shehumi Min Shiva, meaning this is the choicest of the Shiva's Haminim, and that's why we put a wreath of olives on its head and not a pomegranate. And we had said in the Mishnah of Itras Bikurayan, once they got close to Yerushalayim, they would beautify and decorate their Bikurim with other fruits. Now, what fruits do they use? So Tani was taught in the Braisa, If someone's bikurim were dried figs, he would decorate them with fresh figs that he purchased along the way. If they were raisins, which is dried grapes, he would decorate the bikurim with fresh, juicy, plump grapes that he had purchased along the way. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.